thinking about social media and the world in which we live and the way in which it's going. I'm driving my car from Cork to Adair in County Limerick, and this is a sharing of some of my most recent thoughts on the topic. Now, I come in terms of social media from a background fairly recently in which I would have bought into the idea that advertising sucks, that the world has undergone a revolution, that what consumers and citizens want is not to be spoken down to by advertising and presented with or peppered with blurbs advocating the qualities of their product and trying to sell us more and more. And that the revolution involves the development of a world in which people will buy into what they want to, that people will really want engagement and conversation with organizations, with businesses, with other individuals. And sort of as evidence for that, I suppose, you know, you can have the aversion to spam on social media and the huge decline in advertising investment. So this is the question, really. Is it true that the world has really changed? Now, people advocate, and certainly I have been thinking, that the increasing development of technology has made it more and more easy for people who are not necessarily technologically literate to do things on the technology without even understanding it. In other words, it's possible for people very, very cheaply to become users of technology and software, and the technology and the software is developing to enable people to engage and have conversations, and that this is indeed a wonderful new development, and it's a great and good thing that the old style of communications is dying on its feet. My only spin on this, which is different perhaps from many of the advocates, is that I think this is more or less people wanting to engage and people wanting conversation is some kind of consequence of universal education, growing literacy. Now, of course, it's taken a very long time since the introduction of universal education for people to get interested in the kind of conversations that you understand and that this is indeed a sort of example of. However, there is, I have a sneaky suspicion that there's another side to this. The other side is that, social media essentially disappointing? Has it failed to deliver? Is there increasing evidence that big corporates are not going as rapidly as was expected over onto social media, that they're continuing to use the traditional media, perhaps tweaking their messages a little bit and the style in which they put it across? But essentially, is it the case that the advance of social media is slowing down? And even though there's a huge vested interest among advocates, including myself, I suppose, for social media, that we should spread the word that social media is the thing of the future, is the truth slightly different? Now, this came up for me, I'll just tell you, to give him a little plug, in a conversation with Jonathan Arm, who works for and is a partner in a branding company in Cork called Think Tank. You can Google them if you like. But, we both voiced, and I had just read something which helped me to voice this, about what's really going on. Now, I'm inclined to suspect that it is true that social media is not moving as fast as was expected, and certainly not as fast as I expected, even though I live in Ireland here, and that you'd expect things of this nature to be reasonably slow here, although that may be some kind of a misconception. But anyway, here's the rub. I think that no matter how quickly the technology develops, no matter how good it is, no matter how brilliant Siri is and, you know, Apple's new iPhone is and the iPad and all these things and even the Android march forward, no matter how good these technological and software stuff is, there is a limit. There is a limiting factor, something which prevents social media from spreading and becoming as useful and as satisfying and as successful as we might like it to be. And it's this. It is storytelling. Yes, it is the skill of storytelling. The skill of storytelling, and this is what I'm asserting and sharing and wondering if you agree with me on. The skill of storytelling is really in short supply. In other words, there are relatively few people around, humans around, who are capable of telling good stories for an organizational and business purpose. I guess an awful lot more people are capable of telling good stories, jokes, anecdotes, and little accounts of what they were doing yesterday, or accounts of things they're using. Informally among their friends, but there are put people on a platform, give them a job to do, put them out in the public gaze and say, tell the story of this organization, tell the story of this company, tell where we come from, tell how we were formed, tell about the rocky road that we have survived, tell about who we are, tell about the story of our products, not just the features of our products, but tell the story of how they were invented, what inspired them, the mistakes, the learnings we've done along the way. Tell the story of who we've met, and even tell the story of what else we're interested in other than our current business. Now, all of those things are things that, you know, you can do in a dry and factual and accounting method, a bit like you'd list them on a Facebook page. But behind every film that somebody mentions on their Facebook page, there's a story. Why do they love, you know, Manon de Source? Why do they love Café Paradiso? Why do they like the book Middlemarch? You know, why do they love the book The Leopard? You know, it could be any reason. It could be, you know, that was the time they were reading that when they first fell in love with somebody and had a great time. I guess that might be called lust as well. But anyway, the point about this is that I now think that storytelling is in short supply. I am now saying, how do people develop storytelling skills? It ain't a formula, although there probably are some formulae that could be offered, and I'm sure there are people who are who have sort of set down the 3 and 4 rules of storytelling. But I remember when, before the digital age, storytellers who went on storytelling courses, but I remember one man who even went out to the Aboriginal people in Australia, and he learned and shared stories with them. And he even ran workshops, week-long workshops, or maybe even 3-day-long workshops, sharing the practice of storytelling, advocating it. And indeed, there are many, many artists out there, writers out there, who run training courses on narrative, memoir. But in the corporate world, there are books about storytelling. God, I know two, and I have two, and they've even gone out of my head at the moment. One is, I think, the story of the tale, and the other one is by a guy who used to work for the World Bank, and who came out of the World Bank having discovered the power of the story for corporate storytelling. But that was all for internal communications. The CEO would do well to start his or her speech with a story. That was the, you know, that would arrest the audience, grab them, hold them. And indeed, rather than starting with, you know, we need to up our game next year, you might start with a story of how another company has upped its game, or even how his or her wife or husband have upped their game and they have a better relationship now, whatever. But anyway, look, I want to focus on storytelling, and I want to ask the question, how would you develop storytelling skills if you didn't have the confidence to do it already and didn't have already the practice of doing it in the public arena. Where is the academic course, if you like? Maybe even pursued a qualification pursued by Action Learning or something which wasn't all theoretical. Where is the diploma? Where's the degree? Where's the master's? Where is the company that is offering not just insight into storytelling and advocacy for its importance, but mentoring and coaching and support to help people through the blockage? Now, companies will get essentially nowhere, I feel, with social media, unless they have a goodly number of people within their ranks who are engaging storytellers. Now, not only can tell stories, and that's one set of skills, because we've all, you know, sat down, told our story and taken our laughs and our applause, and that's it. But what needs to happen with social media is that the storyteller needs to, one, be able perhaps to be interrupted and quizzed, and other needs to be a good listener to other people's stories. Because not only do people want storytellers, but they want particular types of storytellers. Anyway, that's it. In a nutshell, I'm sharing my latest thinking on social media, and perhaps I'm in cloud cuckoo land, but I'd love to be contradicted, challenged, or even supported. It's Paul O'Mahony saying, thanks ever so much, and I've now reached a dare. Bye-bye.